Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to the Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Today, our guest is Jude. So, Jude, let us know where you live and what you do.
Yeah, my name is Jude Charles, and I own a video production company in South Florida, so in Pompano Beach, Florida. And I, for the last 17, going on 18 years, I have helped entrepreneurs bring their stories to life. I got started at a very young age. I was 17 years old, and sitting in a TV production classroom, and I had a teacher, Mrs. Donnelly, who taught me everything she knew about video production. And then towards the end of my junior year in high school, Mrs. Donnelly comes to me and she says, Jude, you're really, really talented at video production and you should start a business. And I'm like, okay, but what does that even mean? I didn't tell her yes or no. I thought about it. You know, my father worked as a construction worker. My mom worked at a chair factory. I'm the youngest of 10 children. So that means that there wasn't anyone in my family who were entrepreneurs. But the following day, May 5th, 2006, Mrs. Donnelly walks in the classroom. She hands me a yellow envelope. And I'm like, what is this? Well, I look inside of this yellow envelope and it was my very first set of business cards. That is how I got started in business. And that is why I sit with you today, is because a teacher who had faith in me, who believed in me so much that she handed me my first set of business cards.
That's awesome and inspirational for sure. So yeah. Did you find any gaps in the market that eventually you were looking for to fill in?
I think at that time when I started, this was 2006, the gap was simply that many people were just kind of getting into video, like businesses specifically. And so when I first started, I was doing weddings and birthday parties. I wasn't working with entrepreneurs just yet. But I remember my very first project that I worked with an entrepreneur. Her name is Keisha Dior. She goes by Keisha Kayor now. And she was running a cosmetic business. And she was like selling lipstick, basically, right? And for her, she didn't want to just sell the lipstick and, you know, that's it. She wanted to be able to stand out and show that what she was creating was different than anything else on the market. And I think that is the gap that I filled in the very beginning, is like, how do you not just tell people you're different, but how do you show that? And how do you show like the behind the scenes of your business so that people can truly see for themselves that you're different in everything that you do? And so, yeah, I think in the early days, that was the gap. It was like, it's very hard, especially nowadays in 2024, it's very hard to get beyond the noise and all of the attention that's out there. But if you learn how to tell your story in a powerful way, capture that story and then share it with others, that is the gap that I was filling back then and that I continue to fill almost 18 years later.
Awesome. That's it. So what is your audience that you are targeting and how you defined your audience?
Yeah, so my audience is that I work with entrepreneurs who are at the seven-figure mark. So they're already running a good business. They might have been in business 5-6 years, some as many as 20 years. And they are at a point where they're looking to elevate their brand. So they might be rebranding their business, or they might be looking at a new service offering, or they might be buying up companies and, like, again, looking to rebrand and say, here's who we are. These are the core values that we have, and we want to demonstrate them to you. That's the type of client that I'm looking for. They are at a point also where they think about legacy. They think about, I know who I am and I know the core values that I have in my business. I know what my mission is. I know what my purpose is, but I want to help others get to that point too. Mm-hmm. And so what we do, what I specifically specialize in, is creating documentaries for entrepreneurs, right? So if you imagine you maybe read an autobiography, what I do is I then turn that autobiography into what feels like a movie. You're seeing behind the scenes of this person's life. And so that client, they're looking to elevate their personal brand and take it to another level. That's the perfect client for me. I only take on 5 clients a year at that level. But we go really deep. We go really deep in telling their story. I spend 6 months with them filming, and then we put it out in a docuseries, but we go really deep. And that's the kind of client I'm looking for. They're not necessarily in a very specific industry. They're just at a really high level. Mm-hmm. And they're looking to take it to a new level. And I am just that person that bridged that gap in between.
Makes sense. So what was the process? Like, how you find like this is my audience who I'm going to target, like what, like how you defined it, what was the process behind
I didn't always know in the beginning when I started.
it?
I'll never forget the day that I woke up one morning to the sounds of chains hitting the floor. And it had always been a nightmare to hear these chains in the floor hitting the floor. And I remember getting up out of bed. I ran to the front window, and what it was, Kasim, was a tow truck driver coming to repossess my car for the second time in 8 months. And at this point, I'm 5 years in business. I've kind of been struggling to make money. And as I'm sitting there on the edge of the bed, I go back to my room. I'm sitting on the edge of the bed, and I'm thinking to myself, "All right, you know what? I gave it 5 years. It was a good run. Maybe I'm not cut out for this." Well, in that moment, I get a phone call from Keisha that I just told you about. Now, I had been filming with Keisha for a year, and then she ended up launching her business with this documentary that I had created for her. And so Keisha calls me in excitement. She's like, Jude, you won't believe it. You won't believe it." I'm like, "What happened, Keisha?" And she's like, "I just got off the phone with my accountant. He said we've made $1 million. We crossed over the seven-figure mark." Now, Kasim, for context, I at the time had only charged Keisha $3,000 for this documentary. She had made $1 million from this documentary. And in that moment, I had two ways to look at this. I could look at it as, here's proof. I have a client who, she's making money. It's her first year in business and she's making $1 million. So here's proof. I'm struggling to make $20,000 at the time. Here's proof that, I don't know what I'm doing. Or I could look at it as, hey, I've created value for this type of client. I've obviously figured something out here. Let me go back and think what worked here and let me repeat that. And that's exactly what happened. I looked at the second lens and I looked at, okay, here's a client. What made her a good client? What made this project successful? Why did it become successful? What were the steps that I took that, because of this made it successful? And that's how I begin to shape what the right kind of client looks like. Because at the time that I created this for Keisha Dior, it was 2010, 2011, people weren't doing documentaries like that. Most people were doing maybe vlog videos. I don't even think people like Gary Vaynerchuk were doing videos at the time, but I still saw an avenue where there was a gap there, where there was something like, hey, this type of person who's building something from the ground up wants to see themselves behind the scenes, and there's an audience that wants to see that person building this company from behind the scenes, right? That's how I begin to look at, okay, who is this person? What makes them the right fit? Where are they in their business at the time? So like, even though I started with Keisha where she was just starting, I knew I didn't want to work with entrepreneurs who were just starting, right? I knew like if I needed an established company that were doing really well, they just now looking to take it to the next level. Okay, where are they? What are they thinking about? One of the requirements I have in the right client is like, will they allow me to be the expert? Because obviously I know how to tell stories. So I'm not looking for them to tell me exactly what to shoot and how to shoot it. But that's another requirement, right? And so that's how I begin to figure that out as I looked at, I had this one project that was successful. Let me repeat that. Let me go find one more person that could do the same thing, right? That I did for this client. And the more I did that, the more ways I begin to add to this list. I have 30 points, 30 different ways of what makes the right client. And so, yeah, that's how I did it, is just I looked at my projects that were most successful. Why were they most successful? Who was this type of client? And then repeated that.
I think that's the best way to find the best clients and best target audience. So makes sense, completely makes sense. So like in terms of finding the clients, what's the process to find a client? Like, are you marketing your business or it's a word of mouth? Like, what's the process? How you reach to your client?
Yeah, so I've been in business 18 years at this point, and the first 13 to 14 years was all word of mouth. So I would complete a project, and then I'd ask that client, "Hey, do you know two other people that may need something related to this?" Or it would be once that client puts it out, they'd get their friends like, "Oh, who did that?" And then they would refer me. So it was all through referrals. In 2019, I made a conscious decision to step out of the shadows. And what I mean by that is before 2019, I had done no real marketing. I wasn't marketing on social media. I wasn't using my website to market. I had a website, but wasn't using it to market. Everything came through word of mouth. And then I decided, oh, you know what? I'm going to start speaking. And so I have gotten on stages where I speak all over the US. And then I also decided I would begin to be a guest on podcasts, just like this podcast here today. And so I've been on featured on over 150 podcasts today. And it started with, again, just saying, I'm going to step out of the shadows. I'm going to use this as a marketing channel to be able to share my story, share, the things that I've been through, the things that I've seen, the success I've had with clients. And so that has become my marketing channel now too. It's not just word of mouth, which I still get clients through word of mouth, but now I'm also getting clients through podcasting. And then one last avenue that I've been using lately in the last year is cold emails. I've been reaching out. There's a one niche I've been going after, which are interior designers. And I've been reaching out to them in cold email. I had one client that was a very successful project. We did a docuseries, and she also runs a podcast that has over 9 million downloads. And so I looked at that and I'm like, okay, this was really successful. How do I reach out to her audience, the people that listen to her podcast, in order to get more clients? So those are the three avenues I use today, which is word of mouth, podcasting, and then cold emails.
Awesome. That's inspirational. So because many people, even many good businesses are not relying on cold emails. I'm not sure why, but yeah, like maybe people don't have trust, or maybe people don't know how to do this. So yeah, there are many elements for sure. Okay. So in terms of your short-term goals, what are your short-term goals like in 3 months or next 2 to 6 months?
Yeah. So this, I mentioned to you, I'm doing cold emails right now, right? And it's a brand new offering that I'm pitching to interior designers, specifically at the level where they're in between six figures and seven figures. They haven't reached the seven figure mark, but they are looking to grow and be able to have a system to grow to that level. It's a marketing campaign that I'm offering to them to be able to use to grow to that level. My simple goal, let's just take 3 to 6 months. My simple goal is to get to a point where this new offering, we're closing four new designers a month, right? That's the very simple goal. Four new interior designers at this new offering level a month. Again, what I mentioned to you at the time of this recording, it's a brand new offer. And so right now we're at the point where it's about two a month. But if we can get it to four a month and then get it to cruise from there, where that becomes, that cold email campaign becomes word of mouth, then it makes the rest of the business a lot easier. So that's my, you look at short-term goal, that's my very short-term goal, is get this to four a month.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And in terms of like your long-term goals, like where do you see yourself after maybe a couple of years?
Yes. Yeah, so I mentioned that I started this business at 17, this specific business, Vader Production. I plan to retire at the end of 20 years of doing this. Retire in the sense that I'm no longer in the business day to day and someone else is running it if I decide to keep it. But what I'm interested in getting into is basically building a private equity company, right? And so that is buying and selling businesses. I have seen a behind the scenes of a lot of businesses over the last 17, 18 years that I'm now looking at. Okay, I know the marketing side of it, and I know what happens when you tell great stories, and then when you package those stories and you share them in the right way. How do I incorporate that into different businesses that I now own? In 2019, I started writing a book called Dramatic Demonstration.
Oh, awesome.
Came out in 2022. In that book is the blueprint, or the roadmap, as I like to call it, for incorporating this marketing aspect that I'm talking about. Why is it called Dramatic Demonstration? Because I believe it's more powerful to show people than tell them, right? And so you can say something 1,000 times, but it only takes once for that person to see it for themselves to believe in it, right? And so that is what I see the next few years looking like, is where I start this private equity company, where I can now, everything I've learned over the last 20 years, I can now incorporate that into these separate companies that I get to make more income from, not just I'm getting paid from a client, but now I'm able to create equity in companies that I now own.
That's great. So, in terms of achieving your goals, what are the challenges you're facing?
That's a great question. I think the challenge is understanding what the market really wants, right? I'm at a point where I'm doing the cold emails, and once I get on the call, I'm the one that's actually doing the calls, right? Because these people are already familiar with me. They've heard me on multiple podcasts. I think the challenge is speed, right? It is, okay, as one person, I could probably only reach 10 people, but if I hire a sales team, I could reach five times that amount, right?
Yeah.
Obviously. And so I think the challenge right now is speed, seeing this happen quicker than I would like. But it's a great challenge to have, because as I'm building out this new offering, I'm building out the SOPs for it. Because I strongly see, I'm an entrepreneur, not necessarily a manager and not a technician, which those phrases come from the book E-Myth. I see myself as an entrepreneur. I will build it and hand it off to someone else to be able to manage it, right? Though building that out right now is a challenge because it's like it's the difference between vision and perspective, right? We're all born with the ability to see, but without the right set of lenses on, without, like, I wear glasses, and without the right set of lenses on, you might not be able to read the right perspective, right? And so I think when you're building something out and you're building out something brand new, you always have to have the right perspective on how long it's going to take to build something out, why it takes that long to build it out. Even sometimes when you reach those failures or failure points, that it's actually a good thing because that means you're learning something new, right? To grow to that next level. So I think those are the two different challenges is speed, but then perspective as you look at, okay, I'm building out this new thing. What is it going to take to build out this new thing?
This is always a beautiful challenge where you have to delegate your responsibility to someone else. Obviously, you have to reach, everybody is looking to reach this this place where they can delegate something, for sure. So what would be the biggest piece of advice for the ones who are going to follow your footprints? So maybe they are in the game, they are in the business, or maybe they are going to start some business. So what would be your best piece of advice?
My best piece of advice is a bit biased, but it is learning how to tell stories. There are four stories that I feel like every entrepreneur should absolutely know. It's your origin story.
Mm-hmm.
So it's how you got started. Your why story. So that story is like, what is the purpose behind what you're doing? And that purpose isn't always about money. It's about the bigger vision that you have. So your why story. There's the transformational story. Mm-hmm. And that transformational story is, again, what has made you, how did you get to this point in your life? What are the pivotal moments that probably changed your mindset, changed how you view things? And then the fourth one is a client success story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who are the people that you have helped along the journey? And how are they changed by the work that you have done? I'm going to add one more to that, which is value stories. Value stories are there. Every entrepreneur, every company has five core values. And let's just hypothetically say you use the core value of integrity. Well, that's a great word, but tell me about a moment in time you had to lose money by not doing the right, but you had to lose money by doing the right thing, right? Because that's what integrity means. Instead of using these core values, instead of just having words, have the stories attached to those words and share those stories, right? And so again, your origin story, your why story, your transformational story, your core values story, and then client success stories. I think all of those are important. And so that would be my one piece of advice. I mentioned to you that in the first 5 years, I struggled to make money. And then the moment happened with Keisha Dior and she made $1 million. What changed for me after that, where in my business, a lot of what changed and what I saw in Keisha that I was like, oh, I wasn't doing it for myself, is I wasn't telling my own stories, right? And so that's why that's my piece of advice is the moment that I went from, okay, I saw this happen with Keisha. I was only charging $3,000 with Keisha at the time. I flipped it to now I charge over $100,000 per project. But that happened because I began to tell my story, right?
Yeah.
And so that's the one piece of advice. Tell stories. Don't just tell people what you can do or, you know, all this content that you're creating. Tell me stories behind the content, right? And so that people can understand who you are, what you're about, and why you could provide the solution to their needs.
This is awesome. I think this is a great advice. If you have stories to tell to someone, I think it means you have something proven. So you have some evidence to show yourself, to show your competencies, show your core values. So it completely makes sense. People would love to reach you. So would you like to share your contact, like social media handles, website, whatever you want to, where people can reach you?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Jude Charles. So my first and last name. And then the other place, if you'd like to see some of the stories I've told or even connect in a different way, judecharles.co is my website. And you can find other storytelling resources that I provide on that website, judecharles.co. Or follow me on Instagram at Jude Charles.
That's great. So thanks, Jude. It was a pleasure to talk to you today. And I really enjoyed this. And I found some good piece of advices as well for myself. So yes. Thanks for joining us today. Have a good day, man. Thank you.
Kasim, thank you very much for having me. It was definitely fun.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.